Tonight, Jews around the world celebrate Passover, and in the U.S., many of them will include in their celebrations an African-American spiritual. Go Down Moses is believed to have been written around 1800 by slaves inspired by the biblical story of the Jews' liberation from slavery in Egypt. How the song became part of Passover is a story of cultures with parallel and intersecting histories. Judith Kogan explains.
Passover is a powerful symbolic observance in Jewish religion. So says David Kramer of the Jewish Theological Seminary in New York.
It's the story that Passover tells. That is at the foundation of what it means to be Jewish.
Passover is celebrated at a ritual dinner, a Seder, where those gathered read from a text called a Haggadah about the tyrant Pharaoh. According to the Bible, Pharaoh agreed to free the Jews he enslaved in Egypt only after God started killing firstborn Egyptian sons. Over time, Jews have written new Haggadahs to acknowledge other struggles for freedom. Among them, Arthur Wasco.
The traditional Haggadah has a line that says, in every generation, every human being, doesn't say every Jew just, but kol adam, every human being, must look upon himself, herself, as if we, in that generation, go forth from slavery to freedom.
Wasco was an activist in the 1960s. He marched with Martin Luther King. After King was assassinated in 1968, riots erupted, and African Americans were targeted. Later that year, Wasco went to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where police beat protesters in the streets. His political morale shattered, but his religious fervor intact, Wasco felt driven to create a new Haggadah.
I sat down with the Passover Haggadah I was given as a bar mitzvah present when I was 13 years old in one hand. And in the other hand, passages from Dr. King, from Gandhi, from Thoreau, from the black slave rebellions of the 1830s and the Warsaw Ghetto Rebellion of the 1940s in my other hand. And I wove the stuff in my left hand into the Haggadah in my right hand.
That became the text for the Freedom Seder, the first widely published Haggadah to link the Jewish struggle for liberation to the struggle of a non-Jewish group. In putting it together, Wasco felt one thing had to be included.
It seemed obvious. Totally obvious.
The African-American spiritual Go Down Moses happens to tell the Passover story. It's sung here by Paul Robeson.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell
African-American slaves were not allowed to assemble or learn to read, but they were encouraged to go to church, says Dr. Eugene Simpson, a former choir director and expert on spirituals.
And sat up in the balcony and heard the stories from the scriptures.
The stories caught the slaves' imagination. They derived hope from the Jews' story of liberation.
The slaves would go back and they would tell these stories to the other slaves, those who didn't go to church.
For slaves, a direct cry for freedom was dangerous. Singing about Jews was code, and singing spirituals had real power.
They couldn't marry. They couldn't vote. They might be sold at any time. The one thing they were free to do was sing, and sing they did.
Send along, but Moses said, let my people go. If not, I smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go, God the Lord said, go down.
David Kramer from the Jewish Theological Seminary says many American Jews have sung Go Down Moses at Passover their entire lives.
It, first of all, was a way for their connecting their own tradition to other American traditions.
But Kramer now questions the singing of Go Down Moses at Seders.
The meanings of things in 1970 or 1980 might be different than it would be in the late 2010s. What's the significance of comfortable American Jewish families appropriating songs that were part of the African American tradition. I think that in today's political climate, it's a little bit more complicated.
Saida Grundy, assistant professor of African American Studies at Boston University, explains.
Go Down Moses, at its core, is a song about the defiant courage required to defend the most downtrodden, the most marginalized, and the most exploited against the violent consequences of their all-powerful oppressors.
She asks for reflection on a couple of questions.
Are you just singing enslaved Black people's lyrics to hear yourself in them? Or are you answering their call?
Go Down Moses, like Passover itself, resonates because of its power. That the singing of it raises questions seems appropriate. Reflection, after all, is what Passover is about. For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.